This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation again. We are at the 11th chapter, and we got a few good things out of the 11th chapter here. After the 3.5 days, the breath of the life, we read that. We went on to, they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. Come up here, representing the church. Quite possibly the rapture of the church. They went up into heaven in a cloud, and the enemies behind him beheld him, actually. And in that hour, there was a great earthquake. Now, the earthquake, when they were taken up into heaven, the rapture, great earthquake took place. And in that hour, there was a great earthquake, and the tenth of the city fell, and 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake. There's a lot of people going to die when this judgment of God comes forth. Now, notice here, church is taken up, and immediately 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. Some were, you know, converted right away. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. The third woe. Now, as we look into these woes that were predicted, John is seeing the several different things here. They stood on their feet, and the resurrection took place of the church, quite possibly. They're not killed in the earthquake. Now, the seventh angel sounded in the 15th verse. And there arose a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. And he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God the Almighty, who art, who wast, because thou hast taken thy great power and hast begun to reign. Notice here that the devil is relinquishing all power. And headship over this world, being the God of this world, has ceased. And God is taking over. Isn't it a process of taking over? And the nations were enraged, and thy wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged. Now, this is this time that we are speaking here, the judgment seat of Christ at the end of the age, not during tribulation, still taking over, not has not ceased yet. The nations were enraged. The time came when the saints and those that fear thy name, and small and great, and destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple of God, which is in heaven, was open. And the ark of his covenant appeared in his temple. And there were flashes of lightning, and sounds of peals of thunder, and an earthquake, and a great hailstorm. Notice here that things happen very, very quickly. And there's a time that is not described here. It's you've got to take a lot of this as, like we said in the beginning, it's not in chronological order. And God's temple in heaven was opened. John is again being permitted to look into heaven. Now, things may happen so quickly and so rapidly when you're in the Spirit, watching these different things, a minute microsecond can take place, but many, many things can happen in that second because you're in the spirit. Some will understand me and some will not. But God's temple was open. John was looking into heaven. The Ark of the Covenant was gold, covered wooden chest built by Moses, which contained these tablets of the Ten Commandments, represented the covenant between God and his people. It appears for the first time here in Revelation, and represents a view into the most holy place, the Holy of Holies of heaven, God's heavenly temple. The lightning and the thunder and the hailstorm were all demonstrations of divine power, not specific events, quite possibly. And now we get into the 12th chapter, and we read, "And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman." Now I want you to take note here. As the two witnesses, as the two olive trees were described as two men, here in the 12th chapter, if you have read any of my book, and I'm not trying to peddle a book, it's free on Amazon much of the time. You can get it there free on Kindle. So buy it free. I don't care about the money. You just get it. "And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun." This is one woman they're talking about, singular. But it represents a bunch of people. Did you get that? "The sun-clad woman, the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth." Now, this woman is representing the state of Israel. Bunch of people, not just one. As we said earlier, yesterday, day before that, the one person, two persons, two olive trees, two lampstands, representing the church, not representing just two people. They understand that. Here we go again with the same figure, same symbolism as we spoke about before. So if you read all of these left behind books, you're going to get confused, actually, because they're going to have their own representation, their own symbolism, their own interpretation, and it's going to be individual people. It may not be individual people. Open your mind for once. Open your mind and allow yourself to think that God is saying something as he said before. When he speaks of these singular people, he's speaking of many. The beast, the false prophet, the Antichrist, the church. These things may be spoken of in a singular manner, as the sun-clad woman here. If you're reading a King James, that's what you're reading. The woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, she had at her head a crown of 12 stars, the 12 tribes of Israel, okay? 12 tribes of Israel. "And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor, giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, and beheld, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and on his head were 7 diadems." Did you get that? All singular. One dragon, with seven heads. Now, here we go again. This sign in heaven, we're seeing a dragon, seven heads, seven empires, seven ruling, world ruling empires, from the Assyrian to the Egyptian to the Babylonian to the Grecian Roman, on down to the final ruling empire. 10 toes and 10 ruling and 3 give their power away. And we're just seeing that all of these numbers and all of these singulars mean nations, peoples, beasts. They all mean different times, through time, on down to this period we're living in. Now, 10 horns going on into this, 7 diadems. His tail swept away a third part of the heaven. Now, did you get that? Totally different thing now. Satan, his tail swept away a third part of the stars of heaven. This is the third part, the fallen angels that followed Lucifer, Satan, and swept away a third part of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman. Now, Satan is controlling these seven nations. He's the god of this world during this time. He's controlling these seven world-ruling empires, and then the beast was made up of many, many people, many different evil ruling people, because Satan has had control over their head, over their minds, their spirits, and he is controlling them. So his tail swept away a third of the angels, and then Israel gives birth to a son. Now this is called a male child. Did you get that? Singular male child. As the two olive trees, as the body of Christ, the body of Satan, the beast, the Antichrist, they're all spoken of in singular, but they mean many people. Keep that in your mind. She gave birth to a man-child who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Well, you know, Israel gave birth to Christ. Israel gave birth to the prophets. Israel giving birth to Christianity. Keep that in mind. And a rod of iron, her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Here's a rapture church for you. Whether it be before, during, or after the great tribulation, we see that this is not in chronological order, and that things are not happening in sequence. This is why there's so much confusion going on. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she might be nourished for a time, 1,260 days. There you go. Symbolic. Is it symbolic? Is it something that means something totally different than anybody else? Well, you know, you can take this literally, and you can think that there's going to be one woman with a sun in her eyes, in her head. The woman and the dragon, loathed with the sun, the moon under her feet, her head, 12 stars, she was with child, wailed aloud with pain and labored to give birth. Another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, on its heads, 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third part of the stars. I'm just going over this again so you know. It hurled them down to earth. They fell to earth, remember? These angels. Then the dragon stood before the woman, about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. Wanted to kill, abort, mutilate, destroy the church. That's why we live in such a fallen world. She gave birth to a son, a male child destined to rule all the nations. The rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert where she had prepared by God. She might be taken care of 1260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail. And there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, that old serpent called the devil and Satan who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, I now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brethren is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They love, therefore, love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great fury, for he knows he has but a short time. Now, I'm going to leave you there. We're going to take this up tomorrow. Don't miss it. We're getting into some good stuff. Satan thrown down, he can't even accuse you anymore. You say, Brother Hansen, is this a different time than when Job was accused? Yes, it is. Satan's actually cast out of heaven. No more access. I'm going to get rid of this evil out of heaven to where it doesn't come down and bother us. You better believe it. God is going to get rid of Satan once and for all. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Write us, email us, let us know you're listening. And call us at 928-368-6766. Leave your prayer request. We'll, and let us know if you have a testimony you'd like to share here on our station. Please let us know. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.